Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires over to first and Skowron drops the ball. That's an error on Skowron. Stanley moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Stanley steals third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stanley scores. McAuliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Lolick moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lolick scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Agee reaches second base with a double. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Freehan trying to get to home. Barry throws the ball into Romano who tags Freehan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw throws the ball into Adair who tags Brown trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stanley scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Burgess moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Burgess moves to third. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.